You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 on this Wednesday, October 11th, and that means it is time for Valley Talk. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Libby Boucher of United Way. And Libby, how is your Wednesday going?
Very well, actually. It's nice and cool.
I believe we just lost our connection with her, so we are going to have to try and regain our connection with Libby in just a moment. But she is with United Way. There are a couple of different things that she's going to be talking about with us here, so we are going to try and reestablish a connection with Libby in just a moment. But one of the big things that she'll be talking about is the 22nd annual cook-off. That's going to be taking place very soon. I know a lot of people are very excited about that, and I believe we are getting Libby back on the line here in just a moment, so let's see if that is her. But the 22nd annual cook-off, it's going to be a very exciting event. It's always a fun time, as that's going to be coming up here very shortly, and I believe we have her calling back. We'll have to see, but the annual cook-off, it's going to take place next Tuesday, October 17th, and that'll be from 5:30 to 7, and that'll take place at Crookston High School. And so we are still waiting to get Libby back on the line, but there is a there's the cook-off that's going to be taking place, and that's very exciting. And we were talking a little bit before about it pre-show, and she mentioned a really cool thing that... All right, so I believe we have her back on the line. Libby, are you there?
I am.
All right.
I don't know what happened, but
yeah.
Here we are.
We got a little disconnected. I was teasing a little bit about the 22nd annual cook-off, which is a big thing about... something big that's going to be happening here in the community. But I really wanted to just remind everyone what your role is with United Way and just how long you've been there.
I'm the executive director of the Crookston United Way. I have been here since May of 2021, so about 2.5 years.
Well, I was talking about the cook-off a little bit, but you have all the details about this cook-off, the 22nd annual soup and chili cook-off. What is that all about?
Correct. The Soup and Chili Cook-Off kind of acts as our official full-on start of our yearly campaign. We set our fundraising goal, and the thermometer, for anybody's driving along Broadway, we'll see our thermometer is up in front of American Federal Bank, and Dan Erdman very nicely updates it for us as we bring more money in. This is what we do. This is what we do, 365 days a year, is we raise money in Crookston, for Crookston. The money that we raise here serves our community. We don't send it off somewhere and hope that we get, a slice of that pie back. It stays here. It stays in Crookston. It helps in Crookston, and it changes lives in Crookston, and that's why we do what we do. And the cook-off is just one of those really warm and cozy kind of events. You come, and it's a free will donation, so people give what they can. And then you go through a line of soups and chilies, and this year we've kept the fluff salads that we used last year. We don't know what else to call them, but fluff salad is, Cool Whip and cookies and bits of other yummy stuff all mixed up together. We have 6 chilies registered, 6 soups registered, and 3 fluff salads registered. So really it's going to be a complete meal for everyone who comes. And that is next Tuesday, the 17th of October. We will start service at 5:30 p.m. We will go till about 7, and then you can stay for the volleyball game. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for an entire evening.
And speaking of the volleyball game, you mentioned that you want the teams to come hungry.
We do. We reached out to the Roseau Athletic Director and said, hey, we're going to have this event here, so don't eat before you come to Crookston because we'll have food for you. We'll raise money however we can raise money, and if we can get the Roseau people to come and give us money and eat our food, that's awesome too.
How often do you get that lucky with the timing to where the other high schools are even able to participate?
Well, we get the athletics calendar, you know, like in, I think it comes out in like July or so. And so we're able to look and see where in the middle of October will there be a home game. And it's usually volleyball because that's, you know, at the school. You know, football's obviously outside, soccer's outside, but volleyball's inside. So we always just kind of tailor it to where we're going to be in the volleyball season. And if there's a home game right in that middle of October, it works out perfectly for us.
I'm guessing, you know, most of the road fans are probably hoping, like, hey, I hope we get to go to Crookston for volleyball in the middle of October because then we get some soup and chili, right?
I hope so. I mean, I really hope that's what they're thinking. And, you know, some of them, like last year, I want to say it was either East Grand Forks or Fisher. So it was a nice local, and they already knew about us. They'd seen posters, and so they were ready to come hungry. So we figured we'd just extend a little bit and make sure that Roseau knew that there's going to be that kind of an option there this year.
Is there still time for people to try and enter into this year's cook-off?
There is not. The deadline was actually Monday, and we had reached out, oh goodness, a month ago to, I think it was like 45 businesses, clubs, churches, schools, agencies, kind of whoever we could think of who might be interested in joining us. So we've got, I think we have 12 participants, and yeah, so we have six soups, six chilies, and three dessert salads.
Are they each judged individually, or are they all judged together?
No, we have a chili section. So we have people's choice, and we have judges. So the judges' ballot, they'll be served blind, so they won't go through the tables. We'll bring their trays to them, so they won't know what they're judging or who's they're judging. And so they will judge, and then the judges' award winners will get a traveling trophy. So we'll get a little plaque with a plate with their name on it and what their winning entry was. And then the fluff salads are people's choice. And we have a couple of United Way aprons that are embroidered, and they say Live United on them. And those will go to the People's Choice winner for the fluff salads. And then the People's Choice Award winner for the soups and chilies will get a plaque with the name of their winning entry that they will get to keep.
Well, that all sounds really great, and a lot of bragging rights are on the line coming up on Tuesday.
A lot of bragging rights are on the line.
Should be a really, really fun event that this cook-off. I know it's very popular around here, and a lot of people are really looking forward to it, not just to eat, but I'm sure the people competing in it are also very excited and you know, probably putting the finishing touches on their recipe, and then they're going to start getting to work this weekend.
Oh, some of our entrants actually have a pre-cook-off to decide what their entry is going to be. So that's, you know, some of them take this very seriously, and they have, you know, the whole kind of lead up at their own business or their own restaurant to decide what they're going to submit, what their entry is going to be. Last year we did hot dish, which was really fun. We had a huge variety. I think we had like 15. It was maybe like 14 or 15 hot dishes, and we had no repeats, so that was also kind of amazing that we didn't have four people trying to enter a tater tot hot dish.
Wow.
And that was delicious. You know, very, very starchy, very carb heavy. Everybody went home, you know, sleepy and satisfied. So we're going to keep that in our back pocket. We're going to do that every few years, but the soup and chili is just, this is the perfect time of the year. I actually made soup at home last night because I'm one of those people who eat soup in July. So I love this time of year. I love the event in that everybody comes together and eats, you know, as a group. You eat the same food and you're sitting next to strangers, but you're going to start talking about the food with the person sitting next to you. That's just kind of the way it goes. So it's a very cozy event. Just that idea of sitting down with people as a community and eating food together is just really, I mean, that's what community is really about, and that's what we are. That's what we do, is we serve our community, and this is kind of the perfect way to serve our community.
I think you really nailed it on the head as, you know, you were talking about, you know, you might talk to someone who's sitting next to you about food. Food's, you know, something that we can all relate to, and especially if we're all eating the same thing at that event, it's a great way to connect with someone
notes.
New.
Yep, yeah. You compare notes and you make friends, because, you know, during Oxcart days we have Taste of Crookston, which is very much the same kind of experience, where you're sitting at long tables and you're probably sitting next to somebody that you don't know or don't know well, but you know, you have something common. You have common ground right there to start talking about. And it's just, yeah, it's just a really, it's community building. And, you know, because the United Way is so focused on serving where we live, we serve the community that we live in. We raise money in the community that we live in. It all stays very close to home. And what's more homey than sitting down with people and eating good food together?
I couldn't have said it better myself. Will there be some donation opportunities?
Absolutely. Some years we do a per plate donation. Some years we do a free will. This year will be a free will donation. We're also going to do a 50-50 raffle. So, you know, you buy a ticket for a couple of bucks and you could win a whole lot more bucks.
That's always fun. You briefly talked about, you know, where the money goes. It goes back into the community. But do you have a couple of examples as to how that money raised by United Way directly comes back and affects the community in a positive way?
Oh, sure. We fund actually in our last grant cycle, we funded 21 agencies that serve the Crookston area. One of our new ones last year was through the school. Nate Lebarski came up with this ride-along, play-along. So kids who may not get to participate in extracurricular activities because they don't have a ride to and from, we funded that. We funded the Eat United Summer Food Program, which is wonderful, and it's one of my favorite volunteer opportunities of the year because you get to go up to the park at Highland by the splash pad and serve kids, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers and, you know, watermelon, and kids get super stoked about eating at the park. And so we do that. That's a program that lasts for the majority of the summer. And these are kids who may or may not get, you know, a lunch at home if they're not in school. And so that's one of my favorite programs. We give money to the food bank in East Grand Forks that supplies all the food shelves in the area, including the New Hope Food Shelf at the Care and Share Center. And the Care and Share and New Hope Food Shelf are both recipients of United Way money. Who else? The Polk County DAC, they apply for us every year. The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, Imagination Library, they were a new one this year, which is wonderful. It's a reading program where you sign your kids up, and from age 0 to 5 years old, they get a book of their very own in the mail every month.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a huge reader. I have a little free library in my front yard, and I was a reader as a kid. And that's just the coolest thing ever. They are age-appropriate books sent to your child every month until they're 5 years old, until they start school. And so that was a new one this year, and I was very, very excited. And last year we had enough money. Crookston gave enough money that we were able to call some of our agencies and say, what's on your wish list? Because we have extra money for you this year.
Wow.
And that was so exciting. That's like the best meeting I've ever been in my life, was to be able to go, we have $17,000 extra dollars. Let's call some of these guys and say, hey, what's something that you've been putting off because there wasn't the funding for it? And we were able to do that. And it's the best feeling in the world, is to call these guys and say, hey, we got, you know, you need that. There was an alarm on a wander door at the villa, the Benedictine Living, which is an alarm that sounds when somebody opens it. And with memory care and Alzheimer's patients, you have people who may wander. Mm-hmm. That's a life and death kind of thing. And that alarm was broken, and they were just, you know, hoping, and they blocked it off. But we were able to give them the money to fix it because we had extra money that year. And it's just exciting. It was so exciting to just have a little bit of extra. And that was because Crookston was very generous, you know, and they gave and gave. And they believe in us. We've been around for 40 years.
That's wonderful.
It is. And businesses reach out. Scobie's at the Crookston Inn just called me about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, and said, hey, we want to do a fundraiser for you. So last Tuesday, they dedicated their trivia night to us. And, you know, we had people walking around, and people were throwing money into a bucket for us, plus the Crookston Inn. They did a roundup program, so people could round up their bills for that whole week, and that money will come to us. We haven't gotten the totals yet, but that should be coming, I would think, in the next few days. And then they did a percentage of their food sales that night came to the United Way. You know, and that was spontaneous. That was them saying, hey, we want to do something for you, and this is what we're going to do. And that's what Crookston does for us, is they, you know, we had kids during Oxcart days donate their lemonade stand money to us. So we got $140 from Eric Griffin's daughters. And they came in with a check for us a few days after Oxcart Days, and they were so proud of themselves, and we were so thankful that, you know, these two little girls decided that, that they'd do a lemonade stand for us, and they would give us their money. Washington School does Feed the Bear, usually right around Valentine's Day, where the kids bring in change. And, you know, they give $500-700 every year. And so it's we are a community-funded. Everything we do is about Crookston, and Crookston kind of loves us back, and we couldn't do it without, you know, the generosity of employers and the fundraising drives. Employees can elect to have a deduction taken out of their payroll every week, or people just write checks to us. I mean, it's great, and you know, I think the people of Crookston know that, that there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that, that make life a lot better in Crookston.
Yeah, and always giving back to your community, it can only make it better.
Exactly. You know, you change lives. Everybody, you know, wants to change the world somehow. Well, it's very easy to change the world starting with your own neighborhood. You know, kind of, frankly, that's the best way to change the world. If we all did that, if we all changed the world, you know, in our own backyards, things would, you know, things get better.
Absolutely.
Immediately.
Yep. Yeah, and clearly, if you guys had a reserve of extra money, that's just one way how you're able to do a couple of extra things to help out the community, which is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it was really cool last year.
So we've talked a lot about how you can donate at the annual cook-off, but let's say you can't make it to the cook-off, but you still really want to donate in some way. Are there other ways that people in the community can donate?
Absolutely. Our website is UnitedWayOfCrookston.org, and there's a Donate Now button at the top of each page. It's also linked on our Facebook, so check us out on Facebook. We're fairly active, and we try to post a lot of stuff there. We have our holiday auction will be coming up in the first week of November, or excuse me, the first week of December. And we, you know, local businesses either give us items or give us money to put together packages, and this will be the fourth year for the auction. And it's a very, very, it's one of our bigger fundraisers. And you can do a little holiday shopping, and, you know, we've already, you know, put together a big basket of stuff for you or an experience. And that one's really fun. It's another one that we just kind of hit everybody in the community or every business or every organization and say, do you want to put an item on our auction? And, you know, and happily people know us. They know that, you know, the money's not going to outrageous salaries. You know, my assistant works one day a week. I work 3 days a week because we want to keep our expenses as low as humanly possible because that's not why people are donating to us. They're not donating to pay a salary. They're donating to do good.
And do good, you guys have done. And then there's also the events tab as well on the website where things like the trivia takeover night, like you were talking about, that took place earlier in the month. You know, you never know, stuff like that could pop up, and so definitely want to.
Anybody who does a fundraiser for us, if they let us know, boy, we will splash it all over our Facebook and all over our website. And my board would like me to try TikTok, and I consume, but I don't create. But we'll work on that.
I'm sure some of the kids maybe at volleyball can get creative with the TikToks for the cook-off.
There we go. We'll do some chili TikToks on Tuesday.
Is there a good contact information for United Way?
They can reach out to us again through our Facebook page, or we're here at the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or they can email us, and it's exec@unitedwayofcrookston.org. Again, all of the information, all of our contact info is you know, Facebook or our website are the best places to get us.
And again, the 22nd annual Soup and Chili Cook-Off will take place Tuesday, October 17th at 5:30 at Crookston High School. So make sure you come out there, and then you can watch some volleyball afterwards. So
exactly. Like I said, it's a whole evening's worth of entertainment, dinner and a show, as it were.
Yeah. So does it get any better than that?
Not really. Not in October, anyway.
Yeah. And most importantly, you get to donate and give back to the community, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole point of all of it.
Well, Libby, thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to chatting with you again next month to talk more about the holiday season and everything that you guys will be doing there. But
you got it.
And so thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk.
You bet. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. So that was Libby Boucher of United Way joining us on our Valley Talk program.